This is Vermont Edition. I'm Bob Kinzel. Last Saturday, Arizona Senator John McCain passed away. Since that time, there's been an outpouring of public admiration and praise for a person who considered himself to be the maverick of the Senate. Senator Patrick Leahy served in the Senate with John McCain for 32 years and often worked with him on a bipartisan basis. Senator Leahy joins us now to discuss the incredible career of John McCain. Senator, thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you, and thank you for talking about John McCain. I think it's pretty safe to say virtually all Republicans and Democrats in the Senate are going to miss John.
I want to mention that we're taping this interview on Wednesday, and when it airs on Friday, you'll be at the Capitol Rotunda, where Senator McCain's body will lie in state. Senator, we've learned in the last week that John McCain touched the lives of many, many individuals. People from all walks of life have been offering their praise for him. What was it about John McCain that has caused people to react so strongly to his death?
Well, you know, he sometimes could sound irascible on the Senate floor, but he was the most approachable guy you ever saw. I'd walk through the halls with him in the Senate. People would recognize him and come over and say, "Senator McCain, can I say hello?" He says, "Sure, where are you from?" And shake hands and all. And I knew he was late for something. He would talk to everybody. But apparently back in Arizona, there's a lot of that too. Some thought he was too independent might not have liked him. Most people felt he was right. I think the editorial cartoon in the Arizona newspapers showing Arizona sunset and there in the sky, Barry Goldwater's greeting John McCain in heaven. Well, you know, both of them would say, "I'm not sure we're ever going to go to heaven," but they were close friends, and they're very similar. You know, one thing about him, and the same with Senator Goldwater. They might disagree with you on times, agree with you on times. They always kept their word. Always kept their word. There's not enough of that in the U.S. Senate. John set the standard. If I'm in agreement with him, and we had a lot of things we worked together on, Vietnam was one, the Leahy War Victims Fund, immigration, every single thing I worked on, we'd say, "Okay, I'll agree to that." That's it. You didn't have to write it down. You'd go to the bank with it. John would not break his word, and he knew I wouldn't break mine to him.
As you mentioned, he was a prisoner of war in Vietnam for almost 6 years. And yet, as a U.S. senator, he worked to normalize relations with Vietnam. What does that tell us about John McCain?
You know, it becomes a cliche sometimes you say statesman. But he was. I mean, he initially did not like John Kerry, who had protested the war. The two of them became fast friends, joined together, and worked on normalizing Vietnam. They both had suffered in Vietnam. John McCain, of course, suffered by far the most of most people. But they said, "Let's be realistic. Let's start repairing things in Vietnam." And then it says he's a statesman. And he brought presidents on board on that. He knows I'm the only Vermonter who ever voted against the war in Vietnam in the Congress. He worked with me on Vietnam. There was no daylight between Democrats and Republicans with him if they were working to normalize with Vietnam. And I think it made a huge impression, not only on the Vietnamese, where he's a hero now, it made a huge impression on a succession of presidents who probably had to ask themselves, "Would I have had the courage to do that? Would I have had the courage to do the right thing with Vietnam had it not been for John McCain?"
And then during the Iraq War, which he supported, he was outraged when he found out that torture techniques were being used by U.S. forces against Iraqi soldiers. So here was a man who was severely tortured when he was a prisoner of war, and yet he drew a very clear line on this issue.
He knows that torture demeans the people who are doing the torturing. It accomplishes nothing for the security of your country. And he was adamant, opposed to torture. I don't care if it was in Iraq, Afghanistan, anywhere. He was adamantly opposed to it. He said it is wrong, morally wrong, and strategically wrong. The United States, in the torture did, Abu Ghraib, things like that, that has been a recruiting tool for ISIS. Many Americans have died because of those recruited, because they saw the films of our torture. It was so abhorrent to a great country like ours, and John knew it, and he said it. And the difference is, all the rest of us could say it's bad, but when John McCain would walk on there, and you know, he was still crippled from some of the torture in his arms and all, and when he would say it's wrong, I tell you, you could hear a pin drop in the Senate chamber.
We often think of Senator McCain dealing with a bunch of serious issues, but it sounds like what you're saying today, he also had a remarkable sense of humor.
Oh, God. I once said to him, two or three of us after a debate, and we were on opposite sides of it, and we'd be in the cloakroom, or what they call the marble room, a room outside the chamber, and we would be laughing and telling jokes. And I'd say, you know, I hope there's no microphone in here. He said, well, we'd have to hide out. He said, I'll come up to your farm in Vermont. We'll hide out up there. I said, no, I don't think that'll be safe.
I'm wondering, do you have a favorite memory of John McCain that perhaps didn't take place in the public eye, something that was more behind the scenes?
Yeah, there's one Marcel and I have talked about a lot. Both she and John had serious melanoma, and it could have killed them. Could have killed Marcel, could have killed him. Ironically, on the exact same spot on their left cheek. And she underwent numerous surgeries at Johns Hopkins. Finally able to get it. John, when he heard about her being in the hospital, having the surgeries, he would call me every day, how is she doing? How is she doing? And then when he'd see her after that, he'd walk up to her, he'd take his hand, and he'd just pat her on the left cheek to see how you're doing. She would do the same to him, and they would hug. People would see that and wonder, what does it? They never said a word. He'd just pat her on the cheek. She'd pat him on the cheek, and they'd hug each other, and off they'd go. We worried during that time. We knew there was a possibility Marcel might not survive. Fortunately, she has, and she's clear of it. But the comfort we got from John on that, it meant so much to both of us. And this past few days, we've talked about that often, and I got to admit, we both get teared up. The last time I saw him, and we knew it was going to be the last time, and we just met quietly, the two of us, and to say goodbye. And he could tell I was getting kind of emotional. You know, you're Irish-Italian like I am. You get emotional easily. And he put his arm around me. He said, you know, Pat, I should have died when that plane went down. I should have died when I was in prison in Hanoi. I'm 80 years old. I've had a good life. I've accomplished far, far more than I ever thought I would. You know, don't be sad. It's a life, I feel, life worth living. And we hugged each other.
Senator Patrick Leahy, many thanks for taking the time to be with us today and to share your thoughts and your memories about Senator John McCain.